بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي الباب أحاديث كثيرة صحيحة سبقت في مواضعها من هذا الكتاب. In the last part of this chapter of the Karamat, the miracles which Allah blesses His special friends with, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and the Awliya as well. Now at the end of this chapter, the compiler says that in this chapter there are many other correct sahih hadith also which refer to the karamat of the awliya, and they have been mentioned in this kitab at various places. Minha hadithul ghulam alladhi kana ya'ti ar-rahib. Amongst them is that instance of that boy who used to go regularly and visit a righteous alim, a rahib. That is, at that time magic was very prevalent, and the king had sent him to learn magic from one person who was very expert in magic. But instead of that, he went to a alim and he learned deen from that person, and he loved this learning of the deen, and he kept on doing that. However, afterwards, when they found out that he's not going to learn magic but he's learning deen, the king ordered that he must be executed, he must be killed, and they used different ways, putting him on a boat and throwing him into the sea. But before those people returned who threw him in the sea, he himself returned already. They took him to a high mountain and threw him down. Before the people who threw him down returned, he returned already. So Allah showed his miracles, and then he told the king, there is only one way that you can kill me, and that is take the name of that Allah who has created me and kill me on His name. Then he was made shaheed in that way, but that was the way open for thousands and millions of people to accept Islam, that they saw that only in the name of Allah things happen. وَمِنْهَا حَدِيثُ جُرَيْحٍ. And also amongst that is the hadith and the instance of Juraij, who was of the Bani Israel. He was a great worshipper, but he did not have so much knowledge. So once when he was busy making his ibadat, nafil ibadat, his mother called on him. And then he thought, must I answer the call of my mother? Must I remain being obedient to Allah Ta'ala? He carried on with his namaz. He made a mistake, and he made the wrong decision. After the mother then cursed him and said, "May you see the face of a prostitute." It happened then that a child was born of a prostitute, and the people had enmity, jealousy for him because of his great piety and great standing. And they made that woman say that he is the father of the child. When this news, the rumor spread, people became very angry and they broke down and burned down his place of his worship, his ibadat place also. And then there was he challenged this thing, and there was a court case. In the court case, that little child spoke and said, "Who is his true father?" So Allah showed that miracle also. وَحَدِيثُ أَصْحَابِ الْغَارِ الَّذِينَ أُطْبِقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّخْرَةِ. And the hadith of those three people who went on a journey, and they took a refuge for the night to stay in a cave, and a huge boulder fell on the mouth of this cave and they could not come out. And they presented the amal which they had done sincerely only for Allah Ta'ala. And by each one presenting his amal, the rock moved a little bit until the last one mentioned his, and then by way of miracle also that rock moved, and these three people could come out. وحديث الرجل الذي سمع صوتا في السحاب. And the hadith of that person who heard a voice from a cloud. That is, he was out in the jungle, and from the cloud he heard that a command was given to the cloud that go to the land of a certain specific person and pour your water down on his farm. He followed that cloud and he saw exactly like that it happened. And then he asked the owner of that cloud that what is it that you do that you are so special? So he asked, why, what happened? So he said, I heard a voice saying, Indra drew this cloud to go to your farm and to rain down there. So he said that I divide my profits in three parts. One I use for myself and my family, one I give out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and the one I reinvest again into my farm. So in this way Allah gave so much of barakat, and this was the common practice of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also, to divide the income in three parts, the net profit. One for themselves and their families, one in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and one reinvest it again into the business, etc. صحاب يقول اسقي حديقة حديقة فلان وغير ذلك. And there are many other instances also, too plenty to manage, to mention, in which it is shown the great mercy that Allah shows to His special friends and the great miracles which Allah grants them. However, the ulama have said, when these miracles are at the hand of a person who is obedient to Allah Ta'ala, then it is miracle. Otherwise, other people also, with black magic, etc., or with magic tricks and with mesmerism, hypnotism, can also show all kind of funny things. If it is not in the obedience, if that person is not in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, then no attention will be paid to it. It is not from Allah, it is from Shaitan. Just like the priest, they claim to make miracles also and to give people their health back, etc. That is not, there is no value to that at all. One main requisite is the person must be in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And the greatest miracle is to be pardoned, to be regular on deen. A person who is regular on deen and all the aspects of deen, the farais, wajibat, sunnat muakkada, sunnats, nafils, etc., mustahabbat, and continuously, that is the greatest miracle. والدلال في الباب كثيرة مشهورة وبالله التوفيق وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال ما سمعت عمر رضي الله عنه يقول لشيء قط. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر, the son of حضرت عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه, says I never heard حضرت عمر my father saying anything, إني لا ظنه كذا, that I think it should be like this, in any matter, whether he was giving mashura, whether they were discussing a future plan or anything, whenever he said I think it should be like this, إلا كَانَ كَمَا يَظُنْ, it should happen exactly as he used to say. Allah had blessed him with that great foresight and that insight, that whatever, what if he made a decision of a certain person, he is like this, that person would definitely be like that. And they made mashura, something must say, what must we do? As he had decided, things worked out exactly like that. So that was also a great miracle that Allah had blessed Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu with. وآخر دعوانا عنه.